coming up this week on The Youth Perspective.
So during COVID, I left my job as a fund accountant to actually teach and to pursue entrepreneurship full-time. So teaching financial literacy is a passion for me. And because of that, I couldn't balance the two no longer. So during that transition, I actually got a job at a high school, and I was their first personal finance teacher there at a school that had just opened up. And based on that, just teaching is fun. I enjoy it. The Financial Academy basically got started because working in the securities industry, a lot of persons didn't really understand what a security was. How do you invest? Why do you invest? What are the pros and cons of it? And I found myself speaking to adults, and they wanted their children to learn the same. So that is how I transitioned into teaching children and teens about financial literacy and the importance of managing their money at an early age properly.
The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. You don't want to miss this episode each Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on 1540 a.m. Power 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the Youth Perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
And we're back. Welcome to another edition of The Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashigan Jamal. So thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for you being locked in with us each and every Saturday. This is The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. You're listening in to ZNS 1, 1540 AM, 104.5 FM, ZNS 2, Inspiration, 107.9 FM, and ZNS 3, 8:10 a.m. The Light in Grand Bahama. Thank you so much for locking it in. Thanks so much for tuning in. And we have an amazing show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And this evening, we're going to help you get to the bag, all right? Now, if you don't know what that is, ask the young person who's around you. Ask, you know, the teenagers, the young adults around you. Want them to get real close, because we're going to talk about money, all right? How to make it, how to save it, you know, what to do with it. We're going to dive into all of that. And before we get too deep, I want to introduce my guest for this evening, the one and only Miss Lakeisha Roll, all the way from the Financial Academy. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you?
I'm doing exceptionally well. It's so great to have you. As we get ready to talk about the money, I'm excited. Now, before we do so, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Lakeisha Roll, founder of the Financial Academy. Mm-hmm. I've worked in financial services for about 10 years.
Wow.
So I worked in NAV calculation, fund administration, securities regulation, investor education. Yeah, they rhyme.
Yeah.
So I've worked in that, and I transitioned into education, pure education, in about 2021.
Okay.
So during COVID, I left my job as a fund accountant to actually teach and to pursue entrepreneurship full-time. So teaching financial literacy is a passion for me. And because of that, I couldn't balance the two no longer. And I'm sure other people can relate as well. So during that transition, I actually got a job at a high school. And I was their first personal finance teacher there at a school that had just opened up. And based on that, just teaching is fun. I enjoy it. And so that's a little bit about my background. And the Financial Academy basically got started because working in the securities industry, a lot of persons didn't really understand what a security was. How do you invest? Why do you invest? What are the pros and cons of it? And I found myself speaking to adults as I feel like I was a little girl, but even though I was an adult, they still had a lot to learn from me. And they wanted their children to learn the same. So that is how I transitioned into teaching children and teens about financial literacy and the importance of managing their money at an early age properly.
Okay, so we're going to dive into it. It's an interesting topic, because I think a lot of persons, they want to make a lot of money, right? But we know that some core principles is not just making a lot of money, but right. how do you manage it? How do you increase it? How do you, you know, make it grow? So let's start at the beginning, okay? So for young persons, we're talking about those maybe going to grade 12, right? Those who just graduated, you may be in UB or you're in another tertiary education program, and you're starting to get a little bit of money. Where do we start? Where do we go?
Right, so speaking about UB, mm-hmm. so back then, COB, mm-hmm. when I was enrolled at the time, I had my first job on campus part-time. Okay. So my personal finance journey started when I was at COB, mm-hmm. and I was only 15.
Okay.
And so because of that, I had to learn how to manage money for maybe 12 to 13 hours per day on campus, mm-hmm. using whatever it is my parents had to give me at the time.
Right.
And even after I got a job, that job paid $5 an hour.
Mm.
And so automatically, you know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was absolutely no way to stretch that $5, mm-hmm. but I had to learn how to manage that.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of helped me to start out with mm-hmm. taking those small steps to learning about money management and actually putting it into practice. So I get to practice what I preach and I get to teach others about my experience.
Yeah.
And so it really starts with budgeting.
Okay.
I would start there. Mm. Whatever little you think you have, you go ahead and you divide that between what it is that you need to take, care of.
Mm-hmm.
And even though $5, it sounds like a little bit, and I think I got about $60 per week at the time, I still pay tithes.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what that 10% of 60 is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to split my money into a little bit for tithes,
yeah.
Some for lunch, and mm-hmm. if I had to catch the bus, then I had to do that as well.
Yeah.
And so that was my first real step. My real experience into budgeting.
Yeah.
Budgeting $60 per week.
And I think, you know, on the journey of learning finance, one term that I think will come up for a lot of young persons, and maybe this generation doesn't like this word too much, but we're talking about delayed gratification.
Yes.
Delayed gratification. And so, you know, some persons out there, they may want the new Jordans. They may want the new Clarks. They might want the chain, you know, with the coin,
with
right?
The coin, yes.
Right. And
yes.
So, you know, sometimes, let's say if you get $100, you got to use the whole $100 to go get your Jordans or whatever. You need to, as you say, you want to budget that out. You put something aside, you know, every week or every month, however it goes, until you could purchase that item.
Right. But, and it,
you know,
it sounds easy to some. And for some, it sounds really difficult. Like, yeah. I can't buy this right now.
Yeah.
Especially if they're used to always having something that they want.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to delayed gratification, the most important step coming out of that is learning how to categorize your needs and your wants.
Mm.
That is important.
Yes.
You may want a lot of things, but what is necessary at this time? You have to be honest with yourself and really go through the list. So when I speak to young students at schools, I like to say, make a list. Make a list of everything you purchase. Now let's pick out needs versus wants. Justify why are these needs and why are these wants.
Yeah.
And when they're able to see that, okay, Ms. Rowell, this don't make much sense. I think this could wait.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to see why delayed gratification is so important and it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're telling yourself, I will never be able to have this. It's just that right now may not be the best time. And once you're able to understand that, then it becomes like natural.
Yeah.
And you're able to say, okay, let's save. So that would take us into saving now. So delayed gratification, you would automatically think, okay, since I can't get this right now, what can I put towards it to purchase at a later date?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to further that point, you may start to actually use your mind to say, okay, well, how can I generate this money? And so you may start to get into entrepreneurship. You may find, you know, a little side job, a little something that you could bring in the monies to purchase whatever you want.
Yep. And a lot of young people, they think you need so much to start. You don't need anything to start depending on what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
When I started the Financial Academy, I started during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and I had a cell phone that some of them may classify as a bubble.
Yeah.
I had a laptop that was running slow and low on memory.
Wow.
But what I did have to use was I used that laptop and I used my cell phone and Wi-Fi in order to start live streaming things on social media.
Wow.
And that's how I got started.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, that is how I basically grew, because during the pandemic, people were at home just listening to whatever those people had to say. And that's how I started to actually build the audience. And people started to see mm-hmm. how important money management was because they weren't spending it.
Wow.
So it kind of gave you an idea of, okay, what I could do with this money since I just have it here. I'm not going out anywhere because we were on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where it starts. And when you're working on starting to build a business, mm-hmm. you have to write down what is it I need to start this business. And I can assure you that the majority of the times you have what you need. Mm-hmm. You have your hands, mm-hmm. you have your eyes, you have your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be this complicated process at all.
Yeah.
So look at what it is that you can do, what it is that people say you do very well, and go ahead and chase it. And that is literally all it takes.
Yeah. And I remember some years ago, I read a book. It's called The Power of Broke.
Wow.
The Power of Broke. And I have the name of the guy in my head right now, but he's a shark. Damon John.
Okay.
Yeah, Damon John wrote the book. And, the book basically talks about starting from nothing, basically, like how he created FUBU and stuff like that. Just, you know, getting materials from the local store and, you know, kind of putting together the clothing and stuff like that. And so it goes to your point where, you know, you have what you need. And so you just have to get a little bit creative.
Yep.
You know, use that mind that you have and see what you could work out and see what you could do
right. And
make something happen.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about saturated markets, competition. Yeah, that will exist. That's mm-hmm. that's normal.
Yeah.
But what is it that you do differently? What is it that you bring to the table? We mm-hmm. have many financial coaches. I'm not the first one and I won't be the last. But what makes my experience unique or my products or programs unique with my clients or why they keep coming back?
Mm-hmm.
So forget, what is your niche?
Yeah.
That's basically all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has a niche because God created us differently.
Yeah.
So we know for sure we have something different to offer, even if it looks like it's similar to what somebody else is doing.
If persons want to find you on social media, how do they do so?
The Financial Academy on Facebook and Instagram.
No TikTok yet?
No TikTok.
Yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. And if they want to find you, they could just go through the Financial Academy.
They can, or they can mm-hmm. send me on WhatsApp.
Okay.
821-2832. That's our WhatsApp number. So you can reach me on any of those, through any of those methods.
You got to say that again. That was fast.
Okay,
they're going to get a pen. Y'all got a pen. they open up the recorder on their WhatsApp.
Okay.
Go ahead now. They ready.
821-2832.
Okay.
And we also have a website.
Okay.
And our website is www.thefinancialacademy.co.
Okay. Awesome sauce. Now, if parents want to be able to connect with you to start this journey for their kids or their young teens or, you know, the millennials listening in right now, they're going to UB, they just got their first job, they want to connect with you, they do social media. Are there any schools that you're in that they could find you? How do they
can connect through social media. I've also done programs at Capstone Academy,
okay. At
Bahamas Global Academy. I'm looking forward to doing a program in a few months with Boost Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also currently at the International School of Business, Entrepreneurship, and Technology.
Oh, wow. You're moving.
Yeah, we're moving.
Yeah. We're moving. Okay. Awesome. So anything else that's going on for the Financial Academy?
Yeah. So actually, a few months ago, I published my first book.
Okay.
Entitled Financial Wisdom for Tweens and Teens.
Okay.
And this is book one. And it's basically 6 nuggets about my experience with my personal finance journey. Like I said, it started when I was 15. So I want to emphasize that to show that it doesn't matter how young you are, you mm-hmm. can still learn from whatever's going on around you.
Wow.
And so I'm talking about the importance of, you know, writing down what you're spending your money on, creating an expense sheet, also looking at your talents that we spoke about. So investing in yourself and how to just manage that carefully, looking at borrowing and all these different things to help you with taking that first step.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an activity book to help tweens and teens walk through that journey and learn how to be a better financial them.
Okay. And you said something very powerful just now when you talk about investing in yourself. Now, I think we'll probably have you come back another time. We'll talk about investment because I think that could be a whole show by itself. But let's talk about that first initial investment, the investment in yourself as a young person. Some young persons, they may fight with that a little bit. You know, they might not believe in their dream enough to invest in themselves, or, you know, they might not necessarily have the support from family members in their dream. Any encouragement that you can give them?
Definitely. So like you mentioned, the first thing is believe it in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that what it is that I was created to do or what it is that I'm passionate about, that I'm mm-hmm. going to go forth and give this a shot.
Right.
So that's the first thing. The second thing I would say is start looking at persons who are in that field or in that area that you probably look up to,
mm-hmm.
And reach out for some assistance to see if they'll be willing to have a talk with you. Let them know what it is that you want to do. Of course, you don't share all of your information, mm-hmm. but you just want to get an idea of how do I get started with this.
Right.
There are also free courses online. Of course, we know about the University of YouTube, right?
Yes.
That helps a lot of people get started with things. Mm-hmm. And also during the pandemic and even now, some schools are still offering basic online courses, certificate or not, where you can just go ahead and learn or take up another skill.
Yeah.
Or just develop your knowledge in a certain area. And literally during the pandemic, every week I was on a different seminar.
Wow.
And even that helped me to get where I am today. Mm-hmm. It was free, but there was still something I was able to take away from it. Mm-hmm. So don't discount those free things that you see going around. Even if as simple as learning how to create a graphic, I learned how to create graphics from scratch.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, you will find anything to save money on.
Yeah.
And so just start with those things that you may think are small.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always important to have a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make sure that you believe in yourself and that they believe in you and they're willing to help you to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm here if you need to talk.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. It's about helping people. I don't ever want someone to be afraid to start something because they think they can't make it.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to feel like that. So, yeah.
Are we going to see the Financial Academy in Farmy Island? You know, we have them listening in this evening as well.
Of course. Okay. Of course. So we are planning something. I won't say too much. We're planning something to go ahead and hold some sessions on two Farmy Islands. So that's currently in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And also our conference that's coming up, mm-hmm. we plan to take that to one of the islands in a few months as well. So that's pretty exciting. I have done several presentations in about two or three schools on the Farmy Islands, and it went very well, but that was virtual.
Okay.
So, of course, now in-person is different.
Yes.
When you're traveling and you actually get to see the people now interact with not only the students but also the teachers, and then the parents want to join in.
Mm.
So that's something that we're looking to expand our services, of course, into the Farmy Islands, and hopefully we can be in-person to as many events as possible. But that's definitely something that we are looking into. And if you're listening from a Farmy Island, go ahead and connect with us to see how we can come on and host a workshop at your school.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's about raising the financial literacy.
Exactly.
You know, around our country. And so that's going to be powerful. Now, you didn't mention the conference. You see, you dropped it there right for a second there. You want to share that? Tell us
more
about that.
Sure. Our financial literacy conference is entitled Bloom.
Okay.
And Bloom came about, I was thinking about, okay, how do I come up with this word that speaks to kind of evolving or growth?
Mm-hmm.
Something that you can really see. And when you think about bloom, you may think about a flower.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to a flower, when some persons look at our logo, it has a tower with leaves at the top.
Okay.
But the tower is actually coins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing the progression in financial knowledge and what you're now able to do as a result of getting that education.
Okay.
And this logo was created from scratch, by the way.
Okay.
So that's the inspiration behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how Bloom came from that. I said, why not just go with something that's already being depicted in the logo?
Right.
And so Bloom is basically about helping our young people to learn about personal finance, not only from myself, but from those in the industry.
Okay.
So it involves a connection of you have the industry experts and you have youth and you also have parents who are able to come in and speak directly with those people who work in these areas to see what is it that I am really doing wrong for parents. How can I improve on what I'm doing? And the children, now they are they're excited to learn about the big words that they hear from adults all the time.
Yeah.
And what does this mean for me? How mm-hmm. does this impact me now? Why do I have to learn about estate planning when I am 12 or 13.
Right.
Because it's important.
Yes, it's very important.
And chances are your parents may not speak to you about it,
yeah.
and you may have to figure out what is this when something happens, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we had attorney Sid Ferguson. She came in and she spoke about how to create a will.
Mm.
And that was the most engaging session of the conference.
Many adults need that session.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had some parents who were there in the room, and they were very happy that mm-hmm. they actually came out with their child.
Mm.
We also had last year, SPDC, they spoke about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And that was something that the students were excited about. How do I start my business?
Mm-hmm.
I am 14, 15, or 16, but I have this idea.
Yeah.
And they also spoke about the different programs, the grants, different support that they offer where they can get assistance. Because there, again, a lot of persons think, well, there's no one there to help me. This is so expensive. But the truth is, there are organizations created to help to fund you
yes.
when you need it. And yeah. I have benefited from that over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know exactly that that is what it's for. So why not bring them to the conference to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
We also had some of one of our insurance companies come in and talk to them about the different types of insurance.
Okay.
Why is it important to have protection? Mm-hmm. Why do I need to learn about a plan? Okay. You know, the first thing persons may want to do is purchase a vehicle when they come out of school, but do you know everything that comes along with that? What do these words mean?
Right.
So they really broke that down for them at the session. And we also had the Securities Commission that came in and spoke about saving, budgeting, really helping them to understand why do all of these things, or how do they line up? What do they have to do with my financial future if I get lunch money now?
Yeah,
like, why
yeah.
do I need to save? Like, that's not something that I'm interested in doing.
Yeah.
And then we had CFAL, who was also a speaker, and they spoke about investing and saving as well, going through the different plans and now showing them how when you save, it grows to a certain extent, but when you invest, that really multiplies.
Yeah.
And over a period of time, of course. And so they spoke to them about risk, reward, and all that stuff like that. So we're bringing back some of those topics from last year, and we're also bringing the topic digital payment systems to the conference this year. We're also going to be talking
very interesting. Yeah.
We're also going to talk about business etiquette as well. How do you communicate with your customers?
Okay.
Whether you see them or not, whether you're online, whether you're on the phone, how do you act? That's important as well, because we know that customer service is something that can use improving, and that actually is something that can make or break your business. So that's a part of financial literacy.
Yes.
So going back to the digital payment systems, mobile phones are the thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why not learn how to get money by using a QR code?
Yes.
Downloading an app. So we're excited to see what they have to offer at Bloom 2024.
Yeah.
And that conference is for students ages 7 through 17.
Okay.
And it's on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And how do they register?
You can register online through our website or through our social media pages, or you can send us a message and we will send you the registration link. And registration is only $50 per student for the entire day. And yes, it includes food. We will not have your child there hungry. So snacks, food, swag bag, certificate, and a few other goodies that we're going to throw in there as well.
Okay.
So it's an investment. You spoke about investments. That's an investment for your child. And it's about their financial future.
Yeah.
And so you really have to think about, how can I teach them without them thinking I'm trying to be harsh or hold money back?
Yeah.
And I think this is the perfect outlet for them to go to and engage with persons, ask questions, and just hear from persons in industry and see how everything comes together.
A quote comes to mind, if you did not come from a rich family must come from you.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah. When you were talking, that's the quote that was in my mind when I was thinking. And so, listen, we are almost at the end of our show, but we want to make sure, is there any... we talked about budgeting, we talked about saving, we talked about investing in yourself, we spoke about the conference. Is there anything else at this particular point that you want to plug in here before we get ready to wrap up?
I would say tithing is important, or giving.
Sure.
That's when I left my job, I still tithed as if I had a job.
Okay.
And that's important for people to know, because it doesn't matter what you have or the position that you're in, if you're able to give something, God is going to bless you from that. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Amen.
It will overflow. Mm-hmm. It really will overflow. Mm-hmm. And so financial literacy or personal finance isn't only about making the money or seeing how you can multiply it, but it's also about giving generously and just reaping the blessings that follow.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe in it, just give it a try after this conversation.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. And you'll see the blessings coming from that after that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I love the circulation of money. It's got to circulate.
It has to circulate.
It has to circulate, yeah. Before we let you go, before we get your closing comments, give us the social medias again, where I can personally find you, and of course your cell phone number.
We are on Facebook and Instagram at The Financial Academy. Our website is www.thefinancialacademy.co. And our telephone contact is 821-2832.
All right, indeed. And the website to register as well?
So the website to register, once you go on our website and you click the link, you'll see the graphic and just hit register. Or you will go to Bloom Conference on our homepage and you can register from there.
Ah, okay. All right, awesome sauce. Okay, now before we let you go, is there any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience? Any encouragement, particularly for our young persons on their financial journey, no matter what part of the financial journey they're on? Any encouragement you'll give?
Yes. So this is a quote by Lakeisha Rowe.
Okay.
And it says, to change your financial future, you have to control your financial now.
Wow. That's nice.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I want to leave with you today. So what that basically means is think about everything that you are going to do before you do it. Mm-hmm. Because money may seem like it's coming easy, but there will come a time when you would want to have that money saved up for a rainy day and you don't want to have any regrets. So mm-hmm. think about every financial choice you make now and how this will impact your financial future.
Yeah. Okay. Now, before we let you go, I have one more question I want to ask you. Any favorite financial books? If you could think of any on the top of your head.
Yes, actually, The Psychology of Money.
I was going to say that, yeah, too. Yeah.
The Psychology of Money. I got it as a gift when I presented at a workshop. Mm-hmm. And I have to read that book again.
Yeah.
That was a really good read.
It's a really amazing book.
It is. Yeah. And it pulls out so much about yourself.
Yeah.
It's so much reflection going on.
Yeah.
The Psychology of Money. So go ahead and check it out.
Yeah.
Order it. That's a really good read.
I think one of my favorites is The Richest Man in Babylon.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Yeah. Check that out. I have a bunch. Well, we'll get into that. Like I said, we'll invite you back again. And so we could dive into some different topics along the financial route. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of The U Perspective. We want to thank Miss Lakeisha Rowe for joining us on this edition of The U Perspective, the Financial Academy. And she helped you to understand how to get to the bag, but not just get to the bag. Okay, how to save it, how to give it, how to tide it, you know, how to budget it, you know, how to circulate it around, all right? And so it just don't end up in your pocket, but it could go to help some other person, some other business, and it could continue to move around. And then how do you create a business? How do you start on that journey to entrepreneurship? And so, and also a conference that's coming up as well. And so a whole lot of things we talked about. It was an amazing show. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, Cashing in Jamal. Make sure have yourself a wonderful evening. We will see you again next week, Saturday, same place, same time, as we talk to you about the youth perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you later.
Jesus. Stop calling. Hey! coming. That boy going to party. That girl going to party. Money coming. Money coming.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Kashuk and Jamal.